Before we get into today's podcast, I want to offer you a powerful free resource. We often hear from listeners looking for answers to those who claim God cannot exist for a variety of scientific reasons. But science actually supports the existence of God, which is why I want to offer you a free download called God's Not Dead. It explores scientifically how our own cosmos points to a creator in three clear areas. Again, this powerful resource is yours absolutely free, so why not download God's Not Dead for free right now at premierinsight.org/resources. That's premierinsight.org/resources. Now, here's today's podcast.
The Bible in a Year, bringing the Word to life.
Father God, as we come to your word today, we thank you for the gift of wisdom. Help us to seek it with all our hearts. Amen. Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I will sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord! How profound your thoughts! Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed for ever. But you, Lord, are for ever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him."
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 23. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarrelling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, "I follow Paul," and another, "I follow Apollos," are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labour. For we are fellow workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives among you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are of Christ, and Christ is of God.
1 Chronicles chapter 24 to chapter 26 verse 19. These were the divisions of the descendants of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father did, and they had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as the priests. With the help of Zadok, a descendant of Eleazar, and Ahimelech, a descendant of Ithamar, David separated them into divisions for their appointed order of ministering. A larger number of leaders were found among Eleazar's descendants than among Ithamar's, and they were divided accordingly. 16 heads of families from Eleazar's descendants and 8 heads of families from Ithamar's descendants. They divided them impartially by casting lots. For there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of God among the descendants of both Eleazar and Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nathanel, a Levite, recorded their names in the presence of the king and of the officials. Zadok the priest, Ahimelech son of Abiathar, and the heads of families of the priests and of the Levites. One family being taken from Eleazar, and then another from Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malkijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakkoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Elishib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshabiab, the 15th to Bilgal, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Ezer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Deliah, and the 24th to Maaziah. This was their appointed order of ministering when they entered the temple of the Lord, according to the regulations prescribed for them by their ancestor Aaron, as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded him. As for the rest of the descendants of Levi, from the sons of Amram, Shebael, from the sons of Shebael, Jediah. As for Rehabiah and his sons, Ishiah was the first. From the Issaharites, Shelemoth. From the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jekameam the fourth. The son of Uziel, Micah. The sons of Micah, Shamir. The brother of Micah, Ishiah. And the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. The sons of Jaasiah, Beno. The sons of Merari, from Jehaziah, Beno, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri. From Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. From Kish, the son of Kish, Jerahmeel. And the sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the Levites according to their families. They also cast lots, just as their relatives, the descendants of Aaron, did, in the presence of King David and of Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of families of the priests and of the Levites. The families of the eldest brother were treated the same as those of the youngest. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Azarelah. The sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. As for Jeduthun, from his sons, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Shemei, Hashabiah, and Mattithiah, six in all, under the supervision of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. As for Heman, from his sons Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shubael, and Jerimoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliathar, Gidalti, and Ramamti Ezra, Joshbekasha, Malathi, Hothir, and Mahazioth. All these were sons of Heman, the king's seer. They were given to him through the promises of God to exalt him. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these men were under the supervision of their father for the music of the temple of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the ministry at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king, along with their relatives, all of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord. They numbered 288. Young and old alike, teacher as well as student, cast lots for their duties. The first lot, which was for Asaph, fell to Joseph, his sons and relatives. 12. The second to Gedaliah, him and his relatives and sons. 12. The third to Zachar, his sons and relatives. 12. The fourth to Isri, his sons and relatives. 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and relatives. 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and relatives. 12. The seventh to Jezreelah, his sons and relatives. 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and relatives. 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and relatives. 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and relatives. 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and relatives. 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and relatives. 12. The 13th to Shubael, his sons and relatives. 12. The 14th to Mattithiah, his sons and relatives. 12. The 15th to Jerimoth, his sons and relatives. 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and relatives. 12. The 17th to Joshbekashah, his sons and relatives. 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and relatives. 12. The 19th to Malathi, his sons and relatives. 12. The 20th to Eliathar, his sons and relatives. 12. The 21st to Hothir, his sons and relatives. 12. The 22nd to Gidalti, his sons and relatives. 12. The 23rd to Mahaziath, his sons and relatives. 12. The 24th to Ramanti Ezra, his sons and relatives. 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 26. The divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Korah, one of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the 4th, Elam the 5th, Jehohanan the 6th, Eliyahada the 7th. Obed-Edom also had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the 2nd, Joah the 3rd, Saka the 4th, Nethanel the 5th, Amiel the 6th, Issachar the 7th, and Pulethe the 8th. For God had blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son, Shemaiah, also had sons, who were leaders in their father's family because they were very capable men. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, his relatives Elihu and Semachiah were also able men. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work. Descendants of Obed-Edom, 62 in all. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were able men, 18 in all. Hossa the Merarite had sons. Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father had appointed him the first. Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hossa were 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers, through their leaders, had duties for ministering in the temple of the Lord, just as their relatives had. Lots were cast for each gate according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then lots were cast for his son Zechariah, a wise counsellor, and the lot for the north gate fell to him. The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom, and the lot for the storehouse fell to his sons. The lots for the west gate and the Shaleketh gate on the upper road fell to Shuppim and Hossa. Guard was alongside guard. There were 6 Levites a day on the east, 4 a day on the north, 4 a day on the south, and 2 at a time at the storehouse. As for the court to the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the court itself. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries for the dedicated things. The descendants of Ladan, who were Gershonites through Ladan and who were heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, were Jeheli, the sons of Jeheli, Zetham, and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the temple of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Isharites, the Ebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was the official in charge of the treasuries. His relatives, through Eleazar, Rehabiah his son, Josiah his son, Joram his son, Zikri his son, and Shelemith his son. Shelemith and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries for the things dedicated to King David, by the heads of families who were the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and by the other army commanders. Some of the plunder taken in battle they dedicated for the repair of the temple of the Lord, and everything dedicated by Samuel the seer, and by Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah, and all the other dedicated things were in the care of Shelemith and his relatives. From the Issacharites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned to duties away from the temple, as officials and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 able men, were responsible in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was their chief according to the genealogical records of their families. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men among the Hebronites were found at Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives, who were able men and heads of families, and King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh for every matter pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king.
Father God, you are holy. Search us and know our hearts. Test us and know our thoughts. Create in us a pure heart and renew a right spirit within us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and grant us a willing spirit to sustain us. Amen.
For more resources to help you bring the word to life, go to premier.org.uk/Bible. This reading has been taken from the NIV Bible Biblica and is published by Hodder and Stoughton.